Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to I Don't Get It, the pop culture Get Off My Lawn cast, the podcast featuring the hopefully open-minded musings of two late 40s curmudgeons as they stare down and confront their entertainment irrelevance. I am your co-host. My name is Noah Tarno. Greetings. I am from The Big Quiz Thing, the trivia game show Spectacular, and joining me this episode and, for a matter of fact, every episode.
Up till now, it's true. My name is Bill Scurry. I am the founder and proprietor. Much like Noah, I'm a capitalist, a successful entrepreneur. Yes. I run a business just like he does. It's nearly as important, however, yes, that's what I do. We are a research team. American Caesar Enterprises is a research team solely dedicated to finding a faster way of delivering yogurt to your mouth because Go-Gurt simply isn't getting the job done quickly enough.
Go-Gurt, the next step beyond Go-Gurt, the next phase.
I mean, are we...
Turbo Go-Gurt.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. When Benjamin Franklin invented an internal combustion engine, did he just stop right there and say, you know what, there are no worlds left to conquer? No, he continued on and he said, I'm going to invent the microprocessor and the vacuum tube.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Somebody, you know, we'll get our research.
I'm glad you realize that.
We'll
that's
get
a
researcher to fact check this for me. I'll fix it and edit later if I'm wrong about any of those things.
Yeah. Okay. Please do. We need to triple check that Benjamin Franklin invented the microprocessor.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay. So welcome to our show. Thanks for listening. We talk about things that are hot, that are happening, that are new, that are on the cusp, as it were, that the kids are into. Because as we get old, we feel we're drifting away, as all people might, from, you know, popular culture. And we're trying to keep up and make sense of stuff. So this week, this topic was suggested by very good friends of the show, Adam and Jack Weiland, my nephews, 20 years old. And they texted me and they said, you guys have to talk about the TikTok Riz Party. TikTok Riz Party. And aren't you glad you're now aware this is a thing?
Yeah. And you know what? Noah did go to his doctor this week. Once he said those words three or four times, he made sure he got checked out to make sure he didn't have some sort of, prefrontal cortex dementia or symptoms of a stroke. These are actual words he's saying and not just intelligible sounds.
And I'm not the first person in the world to say these words.
That is true.
It's kind of amazing when you think about it. Yeah. Anyway, so what is the TikTok Riz Party? Well, stick with me. It's a little complicated. So,
I'll say it is.
First of all, the word Riz. Now, you know what TikTok is, you know what a party is, but Riz, R-I-Z-Z, what is Riz? Well, you might recall Riz last heard on this show in the episode about Baby Gronk, right?
Yeah.
And when we did about Baby Gronk, this kid who went viral for, you know, he looked like, what's the guy named? Rob Gronkowski, some NFL dude.
Yeah.
And there was this big thing and he Rizzed up some model, some
Livy.
Singer.
Livy
Dunn. Something.
Yeah, Livy.
And is she a model? What is she?
No, she was a gymnast from like the University of Louisiana or something like that.
Gymnast. Okay.
She was an influencer.
Riz, what does Riz mean? Thank you. Of course she was an influencer. Riz is a slang word. It's short for charisma. So to Riz up someone is to mean like to loan some of your fame or infamy. He's infamous to someone else to kind of loan them some of your charisma. So to Riz someone up, as Riz is usually said, means, you know, to give him a shout out, I guess, as us oldies might say. So sometime last year, somewhere in Florida, there was a photo taken of a flyer left on. And by the way, Bill, because this is convoluted, if I get anything wrong, please interrupt me.
I don't think you can get anything wrong.
Left on, everything's wrong here. There was a flyer left on someone's car that, you know, sometimes you get flyers in your car inviting you to parties. Does that still happen? I guess so. And announced a TikTok Riz party. And this was like for some late night dance party and some DJ no one heard of was performing there. And it was sponsored by some CBD oil company no one had heard of. And of course, it had the TikTok logo and the picture of some rapper on it, I guess. And the person who posted this on Instagram or various other places, free cover to get into this party. And the person who posted this says, what is this shit? Why is this being, this is corny. This is cringe. And the party was announced last year for May 18th, 2023. Now it's unclear whether the TikTok Riz party was an actual thing or this was just like a prank flyer people were putting out there because why not, right? So this went reasonably viral, people making fun of how cringe this was. You know, I think cringe is another newfangled slang term, but I think it's pretty clear what people mean when they use the word cringe as an adjective. Very clear. That's how language evolves. It makes sense. This is so cringe. It was corny. They actually, people said corny. So as old a word as that is, that still has some currency. So that's part one of this phenomenon. Part two started just last month in March of 2024. So a company called Island Entertainment. Now, I don't really know where this was, Bill. Do you remember where this was, where this video was taken?
Yeah, I think it was actually in Queens. It was somewhere in the metro area of New York. Queens? Yeah.
Okay. Well, regardless. Island Entertainment, which is a totally legitimate company that basically, like, you know, one of these companies that goes to parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, sweet 16s, and provides the entertainment, the DJ and the video and the lights and all that. You know, these, I know some people work in this space. It's honest men's and women's work. They posted a video they had taken at Jillian's Sweet 16 of a bunch of boys, teenage boys, 16-year-old boys, 15 or 16, presumably, having the time of her life, singing into the camera along to the new hit song Carnival, which is credited to, I don't know how to pronounce this, the duo of Yen Sign Dollar Sign, which is the duo of noted lunatic Kanye West, and Ty Dolla Sign. I've heard of Ty Dolla Sign. I don't know anything about it. Those two have released an album, a song called Carnival, as the duo, however it's pronounced, Yen Sign Dollar Sign. And it's these boys having the time of their life, yelling and singing along into the camera. So Island Entertainment puts out, hey, look at the fun we create at Sweet 16s. All good, right? For some reason, that video went viral. People were making fun of that video. Just kids having a good time. Making fun of that video. And for some, oh, I think it started here. This is where Know Your Meme traced it back to. On March 27th, a TikToker called Nerdy Femcel, that sounds great, posted a video that likened the boys to the TikTok Riz Party meme. So she welded the two memes onto each other. She, they, Femcel, is Femcel, what does Femcel mean? Does that mean it's
a meme? It doesn't mean anything. None of this means anything. It's fine.
I've heard the term Femcel. Okay, they, let's be fair. They welded the two together, saying that this was the TikTok Riz Party. And that video on, I guess it was on TikTok, yes, gained over 1.5 million plays and 160,000 likes in 5 days. So people were calling it the TikTok Riz Party. Then it started spinning beyond that. People started coming up with stories about this video. They started labeling the kids, giving the characters name, Blue Tie Kid, White Shirt Kid, Turkish Quandale Dingle. That is some complicated reference to some other meme I don't know. And coming up with stories about who these boys are, how they interact with each other, what's secretly going on behind the scenes in this video, people remixing the video, changing the video, etc. Being creative the way people are creative in the modern internet and social media. Then there's the backlash, the people going, why are you making fun of these kids? They're just kids having a good time. And then the backlash, when you make those videos, people in the comments like, well, you're secretly part of the TikTok Riz Party. And it's one of these things, folks. It's one of these things. It's a skibbity toilet. It's a Goncharov. If you're over the age of 30, you have no fucking idea what we're talking about. Rest assured. Neither do we. So this is the phenomenon du jour, du week, du month, maybe. The TikTok Riz Party phenomenon. Bill, I dragged this to you. I believe you were reluctant to engage in it at first, but good on you that you did your duty for the fans of I Don't Get It, the Pop Culture Get Off My Lawn cast. What do you think of the TikTok Riz Party?
If this is both exactly and not at all what it says on the tin, you know, it's just weird in that it's a meme built from the most random pieces and then spun into this. It's a whisper thin yet extremely robust mythology by TikTok and Insta and all the people who play the game, you know, who just sort of alley-oop a little bit, keep the ball up in the air just a little bit more, like a beach ball at a concert or something like that. You know, like the poster that informs the original, you know, thing. And then it's like, combine that with the Sweet 16. It could have been a bar mitzvah. I know that it sort of looks like any number of, like...
No, they've established it was a Sweet 16. Right, but Island Entertainment labels it Jillian's Sweet
16. Right. But I'm saying it's like, it could just as easily be a bar mitzvah video in Paramus. Right.
You mean theoretically.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, the point is that these are two things by random chance. You know, you could never, like, knowingly create a chain of events like this. if you were writing a novel or a movie script. You know, like, this is exactly the kind of thing that you'd want to spin some sort of fantastic idea about. And you would need...
Boring fucking novel, man.
But yet, highly idiosyncratic and, like, altogether new. You know, like, whatever visuals...
Right. But don't you think the value is not in the watching or reading? The value is in the creating.
I think so, yeah. Well, that... But no, but that's... It's I think it bears to say that, exactly. I mean... The other thing this represents is that looking at this, you really need the rapid speed vapidity of our modern life to have all these pieces there and the process by which to build this, you know. So there, I think, like, again, the way you describe it as tortured, there's no other way to, that is the best praise you could give of what this thing is, you know, and it, like, it makes as much sense.
Yeah, I'm surprised how well I boiled it down. I'm really
makes as much sense as what you just said, whatever the fuck you just said, it makes as much sense as that. You said everything about it. It is both all of that and yet so much more at the same time. You know, but here's the weird thing. I feel like so much of at least 30% of what this phenomenon is, you know, like people labeling the party, the flyer, as cringe. Maybe someone's chasing clout. Maybe it really was a party. I also saw there was another article in a small patch community. I think it was in Maricopa County in Arizona, had a similar post.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too. Maricopa County. Yeah. Arizona.
Yeah. It was like, all right, so maybe this was a thing. Maybe people were chasing clout and like a bunch of, you know, area codes. Who knows? It's like, it's kind of strange how this works. Or maybe it was just to get a game. Maybe it's a giant MMORG or whatever the fuck it's called. But
I think the Maricopa thing, by the way, and to be clear, it's someone made different TikTok Riz party flyers and posted them around Maricopa.
Yeah.
And there's an article going, we don't think this is a real thing. We think this is a prank.
Yeah. They thought it was,
I can't believe that made the news.
It was just to be a hoax. But there's the thing, is that contrary to the sort of the detractory angle of the video, and I'm gonna lock in on the Sweet 16, you know. I think those kids look awesome as fuck. You know what? Like,
I agree. What, they're having a good time.
Yeah, and it's like the center of this to me is not the poster. It's not. It's the idea that people were using something else as a cudgel to whack a bunch of kids. It's like they look like fucking 13-year-old rock stars. You know, like they were lit great. It was such.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh no! Look, for kids, it's like they were lit great. The angle was perfect. They sort of, the way in which they were singing was almost like, it was serendipity where it looked so much better than it had any right to look. And it was, a quick clip on TikTok.
Well, this is a company that knows what they're doing. Exactly. It's why they post, look at the fun we create. Hire us for your party.
So the camera work and the sort of, you know, in media res video production of sort of capturing a thing and making it look like magic just broke out. But the excitement, the way the kids' faces open up, like they're really feeling a vibe. You know, they're really in the middle of a moment, especially Blue Tie Kid. What's his name? His name is Sebastian Sarmiento.
They figured out his name because his brother posted some Sebastian
something. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, he too wanted to sort of like say, look, I'm that guy. I'm a real human being. And it's like, I think part of it, he wanted credit for it. Also, he wanted to just tell people, shut the fuck up. If you would, this isn't worth making fun of me for the rest of my life. They're looking into the lens. They're singing. They got intensity in their eyes. They're really buying the song. And, you know, it looked like party sweaty in sort of the best way. You know, and I would have killed for a footage loop of me like that in 1988.
I agree with you. These kids look like they're having fun. There's absolutely nothing wrong with what they're doing. First of all, I want to say, starting with the poster, like, I don't know what's so cringe about the poster. Like, I look at that poster.
Dude, it's a second language. Yet, it's a second language to us, and we're just like,
But I feel like I see posters like that in the window of every cheesy bar I walk by.
Yes. Yes.
You know, every bar I walk by that's like Friday night, shitty bingo night. I mean, I'm saying shitty. You know, Saturday night, you know, the so-and-so dance party. I feel like that's every poster I see. So if I saw a TikTok Riz party poster, I would not think, I mean, it's not for me and I'm not engaging with it on any level.
It's the same vocabulary syntax. Yeah, we know the language already. I know what you mean.
Right. Well, it's not just the syntax. It's the look of it. It's the design of it. But for some reason, this was adjudicated the height of cringe. You know, and the same thing with the video. Like, I don't know if I go so far as to say these guys look like rock stars, but they just look like normal kids having fun. And I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately, because last weekend I saw my niece in a musical. Her first musical, and she did great. And look, these kids were young. My niece was 10. She was the youngest kid in the cast. It was like middle schoolers. And, you know, none of them are ready for Broadway, but like, that's not what, you know, kids theater is about. It's about, are the kids having fun and are the kids learning something and giving an effort? These kids gave 150%. And even beyond that, I don't know, maybe I'm a cynic, but it's nice to see kids like not staring at rectangles, you know? It's nice to see kids out there working. And yeah, these Riz Party kids aren't working, but they're physically engaged with other people.
They're sweating. They're sweating in a common area. Yes.
Singing, being together. I mean, this is, you know, these are the good things in life. Partying, enjoying life with your friends, singing along to a pop song you all love, you know, even though it's by a Nazi. Like, it's like, good on these kids that they're doing this. They're at this Sweet 16. They're not sitting in the corner staring at their phone, right? They're out there having fun. And like, how can you get down on that? Side note, I'm reminded of, so companies like this, you know, would show up at, I went to a ton of mitzvahs when I was a kid because I knew I was Jewish. I am Jewish. Happy Passover. And I knew a lot of Jewish kids. And there would be people like that there. And there was one, I remember there was one thing at multiple mitzvahs. It was probably the same guy, the same company. They would come. And remember, this is the late 80s. So not everyone had a video camera in their pocket. And he would make you and your friends, he had a bunch of songs and you could make a music video. So he would record you and then he had props you could use, and wigs, and he would add like effects to it afterwards, right? And you had this video and I'm sure it's the cheesiest thing in the world if you look at it now. And I remember a couple of these with my friends and dear God, if one of them existed now, I would not want to look at it. And if it went viral, I could see people laughing their asses off at it. But we were dumb boys. Like, what do you want from us, right? I mean, compared to those videos, these kids in this Riz party do look like rock stars. Of course, big difference between 16 and 13. Look, I think this is mean to these kids. I'm reminded of, remember the song Friday, Rebecca Black, and everyone said that's the worst song ever?
Chocolate Rain is the same situation. Yeah,
but, well, Chocolate Rain, people didn't say it was bad. People liked Chocolate Rain.
I think a lot of people said it was a freak. It was an internet oddity. It was not, people were not kind to it.
Well, yeah, he was an odd guy. But that guy, actually, I think he's made a bit of a career out of it. So Rebecca Black, people were shitting on her, and then it's still on the internet. It's one of the worst songs ever. What people overlook is that video was made. Rebecca Black was a rich girl. Her father hired some video company to make that video as a birthday present. It was not intended to be released as a commercial song. It was not intended for wider consumption. The company that made it put it online to advertise their work, as well they should, because they did a good job with it.
It's proof of concept. And you're absolutely right.
And people started mocking her. And totally, totally unfair. No, I mean, not that you have no right to do that. You have a right to do that. But it's mean-spirited and stupid. She's not putting this out there for your entertainment. It was put out there for her and her friends' entertainment. I guess it's good that a lot of people are saying this is mean. You know, a lot of people are saying what we're saying. I guess that's nice. So, you know, that's better than nothing. I do find the whole thing very creepy in a way. It's something we've seen a lot in topics of the show is that the internet is kind of taking something that used to just exist as inside jokes or just sitting around with your friends and making it into a commodity. I said that one of the problems with influencers is they are commoditizing friendship in a kind of creepy way. Influencers are just the cool kid in your circle, and now they become celebrities who you don't actually literally know. And there's something kind of artificial and odd about it. And I will say, this just got me thinking, it must be so weird to go viral. It must be so weird to be one of these kids in this video. Like, I can't imagine what the sensation was like. But this is not funny. I don't find this funny at all. I am not entertained by it. Maybe that's okay, you know, because I'm old and it's not for me. I'm not the audience. And maybe this does have humor value that I can't possibly understand. And of course, it has a short shelf life. It will go away very soon. I'm almost certain we will not be giving the Mark Twain Humor Prize to anyone involved in the TikTok Riz Party phenomenon. But yeah, this is just chalk this up as this gets a big title of the show. I don't get it.
Go, 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 and some juicy honorables. You ride a red light carnival. I don't need the impossible.
Noah, tell me, why is this fucking thing popular? Why are we discussing it right now to two microphones thousands of miles apart from one another?
Look, I don't understand why the video slash the flyer are corny or cringe, but they are to these people, this generation. That's fine. Every generation has called out squares and corniness. It's how we stake our own claim on the culture, how we make ourselves feel like we belong. even when it drifts into nastiness, which it does in every generation, it's a very human thing to do. So I think people want to call out stuff they see as, you know, dorky, or as they would say now, cringe. Social media, you know, I talked about this form of creativity, keeping the beach ball in the air. Social media is encouraging that certain kind of creativity because anyone's a video creator, anyone's a commentator. So it is a creative world that if you accept this is good creativity, and maybe it is, this is fertile ground for it and, you know, perhaps a good thing. So it's encouraging this. It's encouraging people to add their own pieces to the mosaic and making it fun and making it feel like validating in a way. You know, like I am adding something to the discourse in a way that makes people smile or makes people laugh or makes me feel like I belong. On the other hand, social media is very, as we all know, is very, very good at encouraging people to pick on other people, calling out the innocent or the less than guilty from behind the scrim of anonymous safety. I can't help but think that's toxic. So I don't know. You know, this is the perfect stew. And also the viral thing. Like it went viral. The flyer went viral because it went viral, right? It won the viral lottery. The video went viral because it went viral. That one TikToker, Femcell, whatever, put the two together. It's just the roll of the dice, you know, the I Ching, whatever. It all came together. And it happened because it happened, people. And the internet is a world where these things happen. That's why.
I think that the primary motive here is that gang bully effect. It's not only that, but I feel like that's sort
of... Wow, so you're taking the harsher angle then.
Well, I mean, look at it. I'll elaborate by saying it's also a synthesis of a lot of current, you know, sort of stupid recent neologisms, like the word Riz, for instance. And either you get to employ it or...
It's going to be in the dictionary in 10 years.
Yeah.
Seriously, I would not be surprised if it's in the dictionary.
No, it's in the language. It would. Why not? Why the hell would you not? You know, it's... A word like Riz, like, you know, you said up top, it's kind of something in the Zoomer lexicon designed to baffle old people. And it did exactly that. You know, like it took me a long time to figure out. I had to ask my wife, what does no cap mean? I kept hearing it in things in the internet. She says, it means you're not lying. I'm like, okay, I'm glad
no
I know.
No cap?
No cap. So you don't even know what it means.
Well, I don't know that. What does that mean?
No, I'm not lying. This is the truth. No cap.
What is caps short?
I don't know. That's not the point. I'm telling, we'll figure that in another episode later. But Riz and no cap.
I'm curious. All right.
Anyway. Yeah.
No cap is next week's topic.
But this stuff is like, you know, we paste it over an unrelated swatch of media. And I think that the kind of intent of this, as much as everybody is using creative skills, you know, and they're sort of working out these improv muscles, you know, intentionally, unintentionally, you're taking a shit on a bunch of strangers. And the idea is, it's like, well, I don't know if you're intending to make them feel bad or if everybody's just, it's an easy target to punch down on. It's this guy, Sebastian Sarmiento, the sort of sweaty guy in the blue tie, who, again, I think looks like a fucking rock star compared to whatever I was when I was 15, 16 years old at the suit.
Well, compared to that, everyone looks like a rock star.
Right, exactly. It's, you know, it is a little bit of, you know, to say it's viral because it's viral, you know, I mean, that's definitely part of it. But this is all the online interaction food groups are all in one place to create this, you know, phenomenon. And I just think, like, my friend John Bander, really, he came up with this thing that was a bit he used for comedy and an improv thing for a while, where it was a character trying to get parents to understand why their kids bullied. And, you know, he went through the audience and it's a really elaborate thing. He says, okay, all we got to do is get kids to stop doing something that makes them feel good. That's a team building exercise. That's funny. Like, good luck. It's like, you know, that's just not going to work.
A TikTok Riz party is a phenomenon that started very simply. Someone left a flyer on someone's car that advertised it. TikTok Riz party, it read, with music by DJ Play. Yes, sponsored by Toke. Wow. Of course, this is located in Florida.
So how would you have felt about this if you were a young man now? I think it's hard to imagine this phenomenon existing in any form when we were kids. But if you were in your teens, let's say, you know, because that's probably the locus of TikTok Riz party, you know, interaction.
Efficacy,
if you were a
yes.
teen now, how would you feel about this entire phenomenon? Well, how would you interact with it, if at all?
Oh, look, I think that as someone who never went to parties, I went to one bar mitzvah, no sweet 16s. I didn't hang out with girls. All my friends at that time simply collected G.I. Joes, played with them, or, you know, played with Sega Genesis or read comic books, collected comic books. You know, I think I would have been furious with envy over the spotlight that these kids had. And if anything, my impulse would be to stick the barbecue fork, the big, you know, the long tined two pronged barbecue fork that you turn over a steak with. I would have had mine out ready to sort of lance these kids in the side, you know, add to the pylon.
Lance the kids in the video or lance the people mocking?
No, I would have been on the side of the mockers. I would have been happy
you might be adding your commentary to the TikTok.
I think so,
comments.
Because again, these kids look like they're fucking kings of the dance floor, sweaty kings of the dance floor with untucked black shirts and a blue tie playing. Again, they look like the enemy when I'm that age because they're so far away socially. They're eating so well socially, getting all this sort of popularity. They would have looked like they're having more fun. I would have believed that. You know what? Even though people are shitting on them now, it's like they're going to win in the end because they have this kind of confidence at 15 years old that I wasn't anywhere nearby.
I don't know. I had plenty of confidence at certain moments, or appeared to have. I had no confidence. I appeared to have confidence in moments like that. I like dancing. I like singing. I think I might have been kind of there with you. As a kid, I was always eager to call out phonies because I felt like a phony. And I think, you know, we certainly see that in our society now, you know, every accusation is a confession. You know, there's a sense of like, I make myself feel more legitimate or stronger by calling out those, you know, trying to take others down a peg. It's sour grapes, right? I also think if I were young now, the creativity of creating, that's odd. I've never thought about how fucked up that is. The creativity of engendering, manufacturing, a lore like this, stories, mythology, what have you, via TikTok or YouTube or Instagram or X comments, I think I would find that appealing. I think that would be a kind of creativity I would feel comfortable engaging in if I were a young man now. I mean, I can only speculate. So I think there's a very good chance I would be adding my commentary to it. I would be making my own little videos, make-em-ups, as you like to say. So yeah, I think if I were young now, I'd be engaging in this phenomenon.
Of the two of us, you're the one more likely to have been at the Sweet 16, I think.
Yeah, I feel like in my town... Well, no, I'm sorry. By 16, yeah, that's right. By 16, I moved to Canada.
They skipped the 16th birthday in Canada. I forget about that.
Yeah, well, we don't have the number 16 in Canada. But I went with my sister to Sweet 16. I remember that. But yeah, I don't remember going to any Sweet 16s. Maybe it wasn't a thing up there. But yeah, what do you know? So yes, but I would have been more likely because I was a dork and a loser, but I was a dork and a loser at the cool kids. Well, at 13, I was a dork and a loser. The cool kids let tag along. At 16, I was just sort of my own. I was the cynical guy on the side, just sniping at other people. So yes, I would comment on this because I was a sniper. I'm remembering now. I was a sniper. I wasn't that mean, but I was definitely a sniper.
But the biggest thought in this blue-tied kid's head is, I have math homework due Monday morning.
Noah, what about an apocalyptic sign? Is there any auguring of the end of the universe through the poster, an innocent poster stuffed in a car window that creates all this shit as a gigantic downward slope?
I don't see how. I mean, you could argue that this is fiddling while Rome burns, but come on, we're always going to have fun. And it's, I mean, fine mocking these kids. I mean, it's not that hard. By the way, the mocking isn't that harsh. It's kind of gentle mocking. I mean, it's still, you know, because they're kids and they're just having fun. There's nothing wrong with the video. But this is, in the list of apocalyptic things that we're faced with now, this doesn't even register. And also, it's going to disappear pretty soon. I mean, it's kind of good that they're known as mainly Blue Tie Kid and Turkish Quadrangle or whatever, because, you know, 10 years from now, if people Google them, when they're looking for a job, it's probably not going to come up, you know? So, you know, this is harmless, not harmless, but relatively harmless.
And not going to come up for a job. Maybe Sebastian Sarmento will wind up moving down to like Ortley Beach on the Jersey Shore, and he'll just cash out on this for the rest of his life, like DJing parties.
How? What's he going to get? What is he going to get? Like sponsorship deals?
Well, you know the way the Survivor contestants like continue to eat out on being on Survivor at like Vegas pools?
Yeah, but they were on Survivor. This is very different. This is not on a network TV show.
This is 10 times bigger than Survivor ever could be, man. You just don't plug into it because you don't understand.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious at all. I got to agree with you because I mean, look, we're acknowledging that this is just simply a meme, you know, to go back to yet another one of our past topics, probably in the first 100 episodes or so. This is sort of a metastasized shitpost. People don't use that anymore, and it's sort of a different thing. But, you know, it's kind of a gigantic, Katamari Damacy that sort of rolls over things and picks it up and accrues its mass because it's just a sticky body rolling through the universe. You know, it rapidly expanded, but it remains in a silo that I think 99% of our Gen X audience, anyone listen to the sound of our voice, I'm going to assume has no idea what the hell this was until we brought it up today, until they sort of saw it fill their podcast catcher in some ways. So it's like, no matter how...
You never know. Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
We get some listeners who don't know us personally. We're going to party, caramel, fiesta, forever. Is there any way in which you are jealous of anyone attending the TikTok Riz Party or anyone commenting on the TikTok Riz Party or anyone comprehending the concept of the TikTok Riz Party?
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, I think this is the active ingredient in this discussion for me. And, you know, it's not that like existential jealousy, or maybe it is. Maybe I'm bullshitting myself, because it's kind of like, what's left to be jealous of other than the feelings I had when I was like 13 through 17 years old back in the old days. You know, this is the kind of attention this is the kind of attention that I look back on, and it's like, these kids look really cool. I would have wanted the visual of that, at least to sort of have that, almost like a quarterback, high school quarterback having a VHS tape of him throwing the big catch in the game. And it's like, that's the moment where it mattered the most. I looked the coolest. I'll always have that sort of concretized, where it's like, I'm not in a business that relies on me to look cool, but it's like, I'll have this little document of when I was 15 or 16 years old. And it's like, I couldn't do cooler than that. If you're me, that's what you're looking at and seeing it. Now, that's the jealousy angle to it. But it's like, I think that there's also a huge antipathy, because like you said, what would it be like to go viral? I don't think anybody, people say they want that attention. I don't think they do. I think they kind of lie to themselves.
I think some people do in certain contexts.
And they don't know what they're signing up for. It, you know, winds up becoming this gigantic sort of beast. I don't know. This is unwanted attention. You know, even in the age of TikTok, digital distraction everywhere, the cyberbullying part of it, the fact is that this guy Sarmiento felt like he had to pipe up to say, either I'm a human being, acknowledge me as, you know, I'm not just this fucking, you know, Turkish Spider-Man or some visual of thing you look at and you say, oh, this is all ridiculous. We get to look at it and make fun of this the la-la-la-la-la Russian guy, Trollolo, like that guy who was singing the song.
Oh, yeah. He was apparently, he was dead. His son was really mad.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, I get it. It's like he couldn't defend himself.
I remember reading
it. It was something from like 25 years earlier, and it's like, all right, so this is our target of the day. It's this thing that makes Soviet Russians look like they're idiots or something stupid, you know, whatever the full story. That's kind of besides the point. I don't think I could handle the heat. I wouldn't have wanted it. So for as like cool as I think it might have been to have access to this video, it's like, please don't release the video. Do something cool with me in it, but don't put it out there. I don't want that kind of attention. So I'm not jealousy of the attention. I'm jealous of the sort of moment that they captured. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. You know what I mean?
I guess by 16, you know, I acted in a production of Little Shop of Horrors when I was 16. That was among the most fun I've ever had on stage.
Did you play Audrey 2?
I'd watch it. No, I did not, but Audrey 2 ate me. I was Mr. Mushnick. But it was so much fun. I mean, I look back on that production as one of the happier times of my life. And I'd watch a video of that, but I would not watch a video of me at 13, which is when I'm reminded of parties yelling into the camera. But, you know, who knows? Maybe if I watch a video of me at 16, I want to throw myself off a high rise. I'm jealous, just, you know, what I'm jealous of a lot of topics in the show, that I'm young and out of touch, that I don't understand what this phenomenon is about. That I honestly, man, I look at that flyer, I'm like, I see flyers like this everywhere all the time. Like, why is this different? Why is this cringe? Or maybe it's all cringe, it's just this went viral. I have no fucking idea.
Have you ever heard of a movie called 23 Skidoo? Came out in like 1967. It was Otto Preminger. He made a movie that was a complete psychedelic freak.
Sounds familiar, yes.
And it's the most cringe. It's like, it is clearly an old dude who was smoking a lot of weed, probably he was an old German director who came over in the old days, had a great Hollywood career in the 40s and 50s into the 60s. And then by the end, it's like youth culture was so unrecognizable to these people. It had changed so much. And so a lot of them like tried to imitate it, thinking, yes, man, I am part of you. I am with you. and they would like put on flower.
Hello, young people.
Right, right. And they, yeah. I mean,
fellow kids.
They weren't trying to fool you, but they were just trying to say, it's like, I appreciate your things too. I love all of you. I love this marijuana leaf. And it's like, God, old man, don't even bother trying this. It's like, it's so cringy looking. And it's like, this is, we are now Otto Preminger making Skidoo, looking back at these kids who speak a language.
I hope we're not Otto Preminger.
We're totally Otto Preminger. It's vile, simply vile.
You know the story about him playing Mr. Freeze on Batman, right? Of all the guest stars, guest villains on that show, he was the biggest asshole. Adam West hated him. And you know who they said the nicest guest star was?
John Astin.
They said Liberace was the nicest guy.
I believe it.
Loved everyone. Everyone loved. He was bringing presents. Good for them. Okay. Yes, I see what you mean. Yeah, but whatever. And this is inevitable. We're all going to, you know, if you live long enough, you become young and you become out of touch with the young and you need to let it go gracefully. But that can be hard. So I'm jealous of youth. I'm jealous of their vitality. I'm jealous of knowing. I mean, I don't want to be a fan of Kanye West, but I'm jealous of. Just last weekend, some kid was telling me about Playboi Carti, who I had never heard of. And then he's a guest rapper on this song.
Yeah.
And now I see his name everywhere. So I just, you know, popular culture no longer applies to me. And that, you know, that pushes my jealousy buttons. So yeah, I'm jealous of the world passing me by. You know, who wouldn't be? Very human.
So what about the Felonious Skill? No, the XYZ axis of all of our topics. Where does this fall?
Yeah.
In a world of fleeting things, leaves in the wind,
right,
passing by, where does this go?
Well, I start with the topic that I think this is most similar to, which is clearly Goncharov. And if you don't recall, Goncharov was this weird viral photo of I'm not sure I remember this, an odd label on a pair of sneakers. And it led to some story about a fake Martin Scorsese movie. And it was one of these things, like you said, keeping the beach ball in the air, like people adding to the story. And I didn't think there was much to it. And clearly there wasn't, because it faded away very quickly. But it was creative and harmless. I mean, there were no teenagers being mocked in this. So take Goncharov, which is better than this, but stick with me. Multiply it by, you know, the Riz angle, baby Gronk, you know. I just felt that was necessary. Now, since that is way too high for this topic, divide it by something that's okay, but not that great, and I don't quite understand, and that's Griffin Newman. And then you subtract 1.23 squared.
Griffin Newman.
And that's where you find, that's your directions to get to the warehouse, where if you say the secret password, you can enter into the TikTok Riz party.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure TikTok Riz. Exactly.
Yes. World of pure TikTok Riz party.
This left exactly as much impression on me as the twins are the new trend. If you remember from
No, those guys are better.
Better or not, it is a thing which is like, their whole thing was based on, hey, watch us respond to Phil Collins' In the Air. It was In the Air, right? Is that they were listening to, I believe?
It was In the Air tonight, but then they made videos of all sorts of
things. Yeah, yeah. It's a bulwark. There's a whole bunch of creators that still do blankety blank reacts. Right. And it's like, people send everybody. Yeah. Sometimes it's music, sometimes it's clips. It's whatever. It's a subgenre in itself now. The point is that was a momentary distraction, which dissolved into the mist almost immediately. I could have used Goncharov like you did, because I never thought of Goncharov. The minute I closed the document, I had built for this, Goncharov went away. Other than the fact that it's included in our giant list of topics, I never once thought about it again. That's sort of where we're at.
Well, but this is what I think. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like that topic fade. You know, I bet if you went to the Goncharov places where people were adding their comments, I bet comments haven't been added for a year.
Yeah.
And I think a similar phenomenon is going to happen with this. I mean, maybe this already peaked, right? You know, I think it was earlier in August and April, and we're days away from May. So, yeah, I think, my cat wants to offer her opinion. She's right here in the microphone. But I think, why are you distracting me? I know you want food. I'm almost done. But I think this is going to fade away really fast. And these kids hopefully will be able to go back to, you know, the difficult life of being an American teenager in 2024.
Or their lives are going to be like the so-called fat kid Jedi, who never quite came to grips with the fame he had accrued by being made fun of.
Did he have problems?
He did, and he, you know, by the fact that Fat Kid Jedi, Ghislaine, I believe his first name was, he never, people could never get him on the hook. He never got enough distance that he was able to discuss it with either pop culture sites and or people who wanted to sort of, you know, write, oh, looking back at that, like a Vanity Fair article, he just shut it all down. Apparently it caused...
Could he go to like a Star Wars convention? Like,
if he wanted to, he could. The Fat Kid Jedi, I think, is just so burned by it. It's ruined his life, I think.
There are stories, you know, I'm reminded, speaking of the 60s Batman, you know, Adam West, he really resented, you know, he wanted to be a real actor. And while he, at first, he resented being typecast as Batman, and all through the 70s, he couldn't get work. And then I heard an interview with him in the later days of his life. He was much older. And he basically said, like, he said, look, I finally got over it. And I think William Shatner did something similar. They finally said, look, like, this is where I am. This is what I did. I made a lot of people happy. Let's embrace it.
You know, Shatner, and, you know, at least Shatner.
They ended up, I don't know about Shatner, but West said it made him much happier. You know, Shatner, and people love him. I mean, I love him. I love that show. It was a good move, but it took time.
Even in the middle of Star Trek, Shatner made movies. Shatner starred in a number of other television shows, including T.J. Hooker. And he did Rescue 911 between Star Trek. Yeah, so
maybe I'm wrong about him. But
yeah. And he won, actually, he won something like 2 Emmys doing Boston Legal as well, which, you know, like, he got actual credibility.
That's right.
In the late 90s.
So forget Shatner. Adam West basically did nothing other than Batman. And when he finally realized that was his lot in life, he said, it's not such a bad lot.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it turned out okay.
And the reality is, he was a Tab Hunter level actor anyway. So he rose to the level of, success.
Yeah, right. That's the best he could do.
All right.
He's no great, you know, thespian like William Shatner. Anyway, on that note, we're ending with William Shatner. You know, how about that?
I believe this takes us to the end.
Do you know I'm related to William Shatner? My sister's ex-husband's cousin's husband's uncle is William Shatner.
That's not at all.
That is 100% true.
Totally intangible and tenuous. Technically correct, but...
But it's true. I've met the nephew of William Shatner a couple times at family stuff, and he told me that. So that is our connection.
This doesn't even entitle you...
ex-husband's, cousin's husband's uncle.
In his will, it doesn't even entitle you to a single horseshoe from one of his barns anywhere, believe me.
I get nothing. You get nothing. I get nothing in the will. This is an outrage. I get buckets.
This is an outrage.
He is Jewish.
He's very Jewish, yeah. Okay. He's absolutely Jewish. They all were.
That's it, my friend.
Even Jimmy Doohan was Jewish. A lot of people don't know that. It's not true.
Even Sulu was Jewish. All right.
I believe that takes us to an end of yet another episode, Noah. Somehow we got away with it, and I'm going to bring them to a close. If you want to look for past episodes, you will find them on all the podcatcher thing software places, like Apple Podcasts, for instance, SoundCloud, Google Play. I think it's still extant. Tweet to us at the Twitter thing, at Noah and Bill Show. Write to us, Noah and Bill, don't get it, at gmail.com. Give us a review on the aggregators because, you know, it helps the algorithm out. People, a little heat engenders more heat as it goes. And I am on Twitter, Insta, all the social medias that you want to possibly find somebody or avoid me in this case, at William Scurry. YouTube.com/AMCaesar is where video stuff I put up is. Some essays I've made. Sometimes I just find clips. I put them up there. I don't know. Go, don't go.
Make them ups. Make them ups.
I do like to call make them ups. And here's Noah. He makes a lot of stuff up, too.
I make a lot of stuff up in the service of The Big Quiz Thing, America's finest source for corporate and private live trivia events in person, virtual, and hybrid. Starting to book heavily for the summer. So, you know, get in touch now. Get a personalized consultation, a personalized proposal. Check us out, bigquizthing.com. And I personally am on Instagram at TheNoahTarno, because there's... some kid somewhere named Noah Tarno who took at Noah Tarno. So I'm the Noah Tarno.
Fucking
so
prick, man. That? I swear to God. When I try to tag you, it's like I got to hack through a tall thistle of
bullshit.
How dare
this 16-year-old kid enjoy life? How dare he?
All right, everybody. So until the next episode, where we tell you all the details of what happened when me and Noah were invited to the Friendster Riz party.
We don't get it.
An American Caesar Enterprises production 2024.